Hello, this is week number three of the series, The Four Types of Women to Avoid While Dating. And so this week we are going to discuss the woman with no boundaries, the pushover. So this kind of woman is the kind of person that does whatever you want to do. They have no opinion. They have no backbone. They have no personality. It's like, I don't know, maybe they have grown up in a type of home where they didn't have a voice, or they weren't able to express their opinions growing up. Maybe they were grew up in a controlling home, and so they're used to not having an opinion. They grew up to be these women who are like, whatever. And so the man say, what you want to eat? Whatever you want to eat. What movie you want to go see? Whatever movie you want to go see. What? Oh, okay. I was thinking about going to the mall. Is there a particular store you're interested in going in? Whichever one you want to go in. They just, it's kind of irritating. It's kind of irritating. Yes, because you want to have a conversation, but they have no conversation because they lost their voice. Somewhere down the line, they felt like what they had to say was just not important, and they have to find their voice again. Again, this is due to emotional baggage, and this person needs to know that what they have to say is important. Who they are is important. Their thoughts are important. And we are open and willing to hear what you have to say. We're not going to shut you down. We're not going to cancel you. We're here. What you have to say is important. And that person needs the encouragement to say, hey, what do you think about this? And sit there and wait and say, I'm waiting for an answer because there's something in you. And I know if given an opportunity, you can get it out. This person comes across as being shy. I'm so shy. No, you're not shy. God's not giving us a spirit of fear. You're not shy. No, somebody stole your voice. Somebody made you feel like what you had to say was not important. But this is not the kind of person that you need to be with when you're dating, especially if you're dating to get married, because wives are considered your helpmeet, guys. And if she's gonna always agree with what you have to say, that's not helping. She's supposed to come with suggestions on how to do what you say the vision is for the marriage or for your business. She's supposed to come with suggestions, and if she's going to only say what you want to hear, that's not true help. And so this kind of woman, again, there is hope for her. I don't feel like all is lost if you run into the type of woman who just does whatever you want to do and has no opinion. But I do think that we need to get to the root of when. How old were you when you realized that what you had to say was not important? Let's go all the way back to her little girl. Let's talk to that 6-year-old self. Let's talk to that 10-year-old self and say, hey, how old were you when you first felt like what you had to say was not important? Because we have to deal with that so she can go on and be the woman that God created her to be and the kind of girlfriend or fiance that you deserve. So if she's willing to go to counseling, I say the relationship can be saved. I think anybody who wants help can be helped because admitting you have a problem and choosing to do something about it, yeah, that's the first step. So, I suggest that you hang in there with her, and go to counseling with her and get her the help she needs. I'm going to also drop some book suggestions down in the notes below. You can always reach out to me if you have any questions or comments about this topic. That was my best shot. I hope that it was helpful to you. And next week, we're going to talk about the fourth type of personality character trait to avoid while dating. Until next time, go in God.